Shanahan on his back. 23 seconds to go here. Well, Killian gets up off his back. Eli will get 2 points near fall, and then Pocanahan will get 1 point escape. I mean, he puts Eli on his back right here. He's got 5 seconds to fight. Eli fighting hard, trying to get up, pulls up with his elbow, and his time's going to run out.
Wow.
Pocanahan caught Eli, stepped in, caught him on a little trip, and had an underhook on it, and he had Eli in a not a good spot, but thank God there was only probably 11 seconds when that happened, when he took him over, and Eli fought hard there that last 10, 11 seconds kicking around, and ends up pulling out a 15-10 win. So he advances on.
All right. And next up would be Easy. Quake Easy.
No, that's Adams. That's the next one up.
Oh, okay. Adams Brawley.
He is on the mat right now on mat four, trailing Brendan Brewmeister 5-2. Mat four, so right down here. Okay. That match just completed. We're a little behind here. We got a little frustrated with our equipment not working, so we missed a couple things. But Adam Devlama just got beat 5-2 by Braden Brewmeister. So now we're looking for Blake Geese, will be the next wrestler up on our bracket.
133 pounds. I see Dreets is on deck on mat 8.
Attention, class, double A, coach, and wrestler.
Blake. I do not see him on the mat anywhere, so he's not up on the board. Trying to find him here. He's not on deck here for Blake Geese.
Dreets is up on deck on mat 8.
Okay.
I see that yet.
Oh, I got him. Well, it's all on how the matches go on each mat. So he might be out before 139-pound Blake Geese.
Could very well happen.
What mat is he going to be coming on?
8.
Okay. Mat 8, way down on the other end.
Yeah. I don't know what period they're in.
He is on deck, you said?
Yeah, he's okay. On deck.
Okay.
I can't see that clock on what period the match before Patrick and Freezing from Dover EO better.
So Sam at 145 pounds for Camby, first match, beat Eli Cruz 5-2, and that advanced him into the next round, and now he will be wrestling Gavin Johnson, senior with a 37-2 record from Kenyon Wanamingo. How much time we got left there, Dan?
Okay.
Second period with 1:09 to go.
Okay. So, he won his first match?
Yep, 5-2.
Okay. And now he is wrestling
Gavin Johnson, second round.
Okay, Johnson got here. He's from Kenny Wanamingo. In the section, he got a couple of buys and he won 8-0 over Titan Transits from Lewiston. And in the finals, he won 5-2 over Jack Dervik from Chatfield and was the champion in that section.
We got an injury timeout on the mat, of course, right on the next mat that we're looking for. So who knows how long that'll take to get his lay flat on his back. Did not see what happened there, but
we also have 189-pounder in Nick Wagner and Gavin Noyes, but possibly we are still waiting for the match for Blake Easy. Some of the matches are way ahead because of pins,
yep,
and some are behind because of non-pins, so possibly.
And then they start moving them around on us,
yep,
so it makes it a little bit crazy here, but with the track wrestling on the laptop, that really helps us out a lot.
It did, but didn't do any good because we couldn't get
on radio. Yeah, we got behind, so we're starting to get caught up here. And now the wrestler down on mat 8 is up on his feet. Checking injury time.
We do know that the 7-pounder from Mendota will have a match. We don't know if he won or lost, but he won his first match, so
he's still in the tournament.
Have a wrestle back, possibly. And the same thing with Adam Dobromek. He'll fall down into the wrestle backs because he lost this round.
Okay, and match is resuming here. We got 51 seconds on the clock, and then a third period, so.
Yep. Might as well send it back to the studio.
And we'll be back with more action when it comes up.
Jim's Market Wine and Spirits, North Highway 75, can be a Southwest Minnesota's low price leader. This week, get a 24-pack 12-ounce cans of Michelob Golden Light, $19.99. 24-pack 12-ounce cans of Budweiser, Bud Light, or Select 55, just $19.99. 24-pack 12-ounce cans of Busch Light, just $18.28. Bailey's Irish Cream, 750-milliliter bottle, just $27.95. Get a 750-milliliter bottle of Rum Chata, just $23.95. Specials around the store at Jim's Market Wine and Spirits, North Highway 75 in Canby.
So Wearable Designs in Appleton offers a good inventory of apparel items, custom-made jewelry, belts, caps, blankets, bags, and much more. Home decor items as well. Check them out on Main Street, Appleton. Did you know you can create and share your own designs using their website? Go to SoWearableDesigns.com and be creative. So Wearable Designs, downtown Appleton. Larson Brothers Concrete has two dump trucks and a side dump semi to haul your gravel, crushed concrete, crushed granite, black dirt, and more. They spread on driveways and will haul to other contractors. Call Nick at 507-920-8454 or Shannon at 507-920-8453. Larson Brothers Concrete, serving our entire Q92 listening area.
State wrestling coverage on Q92 brought to you by Sewerable Designs, Larson Brothers Concrete, MVTV Wireless, United Prairie Bank, Sather Building Supplies, Jenny O Turkey Store, Doug Service and Marine, State Bank of Taunton, Boris Crop Insurance, Prairie Sun Bank, CCM Health, Madison Dental Clinic, Jim's Market in Canby, Western Crop Protection, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Black Apparel Co-op Oil Company. State Wrestling brought to you by Lee Motor Company, Appleton Area Health, Madison Bottling, Independent Oil Company, Olson Dray Service, Pete's Electric Motor Incorporated, Big Stone Therapy, Minneota Building Center, other state wrestling sponsors, Greater Community Credit Union, Hillcrest Fertilizer, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Lock Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Fertile's Crop Insurance, Co-op Credit Union of Montevideo, and our premier sponsor, UFB Minneota.
MVTV Wireless is a full-service broadband internet provider. We serve our members with superior local customer and technical support. MVTV Wireless takes pride in offering a robust and fully supported network. To get the best customer experience in rural Minnesota, call MVTV Wireless today, 320-564-4807.
MVTV Wireless.com. Connect you rural Minnesota.
Back here being at Xcel Energy Center, we have
Sam Greets coming up. He will be wrestling Gavin Johnson, as I said earlier, a senior with a 37-2 record from Kenyon Wanamingo. He won his first match 5-2 over Eli Cruz. And they are just stepping up to the scores table now. Both wrestlers have to check in to make sure they got the right names out there and get their assignment of what color ankle strap they put on, and they are in the middle of the mat, ready to go. Way down on the other side of the gym, so going to be a lot of binoculars here. Both wrestlers pretty similar in size, same height, same kind of build, so this should be a good match. In a front tie here, both guys, Sam pushes him right back off the mat, dominating the center here, not letting Johnson get back in. Both wrestlers kind of try to hit a shot at the same time, and they get a little tangled up. Now Sam is down underneath. Johnson's got him in a front headlock here, and they walk out of bounds. Start. .115 to go. Johnson hits a nice little duck under right on the edge of the mat. Sam gets out of bounds. He's trying to spin away. There was no points awarded there. I thought Johnson might have had a takedown there, but Sam, when he hit the mat, just blew up to his feet immediately and hit a hard sit-out, and the official waved it off. The Kenyon Wanamingo coach come over and argued that with the official, but he said no, so it's still 0-0. Good hustle by Sam not stopping there after the initial move was made. Down to 50 seconds here in the first period. Sam's right out on the edge of the circle right now and in an underhook. Johnson spins around. Now he's off the mat, and Sam is back on the inside the circle.
Now we're having a mat number 7,
Johnson shoots in underneath. Greets catches him in a front headlock, tries to dump him. Now Johnson comes back on Sam, and they go out of bounds.
Got a warning there?
21 seconds. Yeah, that'll be a warning on Sam because he was on the edge of the mat, not trying to work in. Johnson's in that Russian tie, kind of trying to use it as an arm drag down on 8 seconds to go in the period here. Sam's going to have to stay active now that he's got that warning, and that's going to end the first period, 0-0. Toss of the disc, going to be Sam's choice. He's going to choose down right away. As we mentioned before, that's a great idea to score that first point because that does become a criteria in overtime. So off the whistle, tries a stand-up, but Johnson kind of just latches onto that body and keeping him down on the mat. Just sitting on the left side of Sam here, just riding hard, deep waist. Sam's up on his feet. He's got Johnson. Oh, Johnson was way up on his back. Sam could have just kind of did a roll or shoulder-to-shoulder roll. I think you'd have got away, but they're right out on the edge of the mat. Got away, but both wrestlers had stepped out, so restart fresh in the middle. Off the whistle, Johnson just kind of grabs into that spiral ride, and Sam tries a little short sit-out. Johnson brings him back around and got him broke down flat to stomach right now.
He's got to get up to his base, or else he's penalized for stalling.
Johnson does have a leg in on the far side, so the officials are seeing that. That's pretty hard to get up to your... your base if you got a light leg right in, but he's not allowing Johnson to roll him over to get any near fall points or anything. Seconds to go here, second period. Going to be warning on Johnson that time, so.
Both of them.
Both have a warning for stalling.
So fresh start for Greets, that's good.
Yeah, Johnson just had that leg in there and really wasn't using it to try to advance to a pinning combination, and the official just sitting on a ride. Off the whistle, Sam tries to stand up, but Johnson pulls him back down, throws in a half, but Sam reaches back, peels it off, trying to get some hand control here. Johnson's got that leg in again, just cranking on it, but Sam's being stubborn and not gonna go to his back. If he sits on that leg right too much longer, and there it is. There's a warning for stalling on Johnson for just sitting on that leg ride.
And Sam gets a point then. Penalty point.
That was a warning on Sam. Because they gave it to the Reds.
Okay.
So, another warning stalling on Sam Greets, so Johnson gets the technical point.
Well, then this must be the start of the third period.
It is.
Yeah.
Johnson does a kind of a monkey roll and gets out of there. So, it's going to take a 2-0 lead right here.
Sam is behind. 2-0. Now Johnson shoots in on a single leg. Got Sam hopping around on one leg.
Sam does have an arm bar in there trying to shove Johnson away right out on the edge of the mat. Sam's got to try and work him. He doesn't want to slide out. And the stalemate falls right out on the edge of the mat. Johnson was down on a high single, and Sam had it blocked off. 1:13 to go here in third period.
They're in neutral position because of the escape. Just locked up.
Sam's got to push the issue here and get maybe another warning stalling on Johnson and
then get a takedown
to win the thing.
Right on the
yep.
Edge. Nice shot there by Johnson. Did he get to it? Yes, he did.
Oh, so it's 2-2 right now. Beautiful takedown there. Wow, just caught Johnson coming in, and he just did that chuck. And
I haven't seen the green points up on the scoreboard.
Yep, 2-2.
Okay,
2-2 right now, and Sam's looking over his coaches. Should I let him go, or should I try and ride him and turn him? Kenyon Wanamingo, coach, is over, wants to talk with the official. The official is telling him no. Now Sam.
They took the points away.
Oh, they did take the points away now. Wow.
The two officials must have talked about it, and the lead official was told by the following. They're talking over again.
I thought with the points on the board, they couldn't remove it, but now Canby coach is over.
Gary Stokes should be over there, too.
I don't know if this is good for the wrestlers or bad. I mean, they're getting a breather, but you want to keep the action going. This is a tight match, so that's a big call with 40 seconds left to go in the third period. coaches are still over there talking about it. Sam Dreets is talking to his other coach about maybe letting Johnson go and trying taking him down, because it's pretty hard to turn him that quick. Looks like that is going to stand 2-0. So now Sam lets him go, so it should be 3-0 if we have everything correct. Sam pushes hard to get Johnson back out to the edge of the mat.
Johnson likes to go to the edge of the mat, I guess, but they get a fresh start as they go off the mat, but
there was no escape before that happened. Yeah, because Sam tried to take him down, we thought he had a takedown, so they were on their feet. So it's still 2-0. Sam shoots in underneath. They're out on the edge of the mat, and there's going to be a warning against Johnson for backing up 2-1. We've got 15 seconds to go yet. Sam's got to just keep pushing the issue. Johnson is just backing up. He's got to push that issue, try and get a takedown here.
Jumping by.
4 seconds to go. He's down on a leg, trying to lift it up. Johnson's able to get out of there, and that's the end of the match.
Oh.
2-1. Couple controversial calls in there. I know the Candy coach is not happy about that, and he wants to talk to the official. But so Sam Greets is going to lose this match 2-1. Or 2-0, I believe it was, yeah. 2-0. So he will drop back down into the wrestle back.
In the meantime, I was looking at the 107-pound wrestler from Minnesota. He lost as well. But everybody will still have a match.
Yeah, they're...
Do we have one winner yet? Or
I don't believe so.
All four.
So we got two guys left. We got Nick Wagner and Gavin Noy is yet to come in this round, and they're 189 and heavyweight. So
we'll probably send it back to the studio, and then we'll see if what the status is on everything else here, and we'll be back with those last two matches.
Nick Wagner just stepped out on the mat right now. They are on mat number four. Wow. Just kind of jumped that out there.
Wagner's a senior with a 41-6 record after the victory his first time.
I saw the orange uniform and looked quick, and they are in the second period.
Oh, gosh.
Wagner is trailing 4-2. Well, once you get behind here, it's hard to catch up. And then they're moving people around already, so.
We're going to have Eli Olson coming up here pretty soon,
right,
too.
They'll start shooting the double A's out there, so. 35 seconds to go here in second period. Nick Wagner is trailing 4-2. Both guys just kind of, push here. He is wrestling Hank Meyer, a junior, with a 16-3 record. So from Kimball, obviously he was injured early in the season. Now Nick's in on a nice big double, lifts him up, takes him to his back. Ooh. Meyer was able to roll through that. Man, that was tight. So we're tied up 4-4 here with just a couple seconds to go in the second period. That's the way the second period is going to end, 4-4. Nick Wagner's choice, and he is going to choose down.
Okay.
Good choice there, tied up. He can maybe get away, get on his feet. He had a heck of a nice takedown there. And,
he's trying to stand up, but his opponent goes up with him.
As they were standing and kind of trying to get control, Nick come around and gets a nice reversal, hit kind of a switch. Didn't get it right away, but he just stayed with it, and then finally come around. And so now he leads 6-4. 1:30 to go here, third period. Down on the low leg, right on the edge of the mat. Gonna stop it. Professors go back into the middle. Meyer down. Nick gets on the left side. Meyer hits a nice stand-up. Nick catches that ankle, and Meyer does a nice long sit-out and gets away. So 6-5 right now with 1:18 third period. Nick had a wonderful takedown here just in the toward the end of the last period there. Hit a nice high single and picked him up, took him down on just about put him to his back. But
Garvin Noyes is right on that one in front of us. And he is trailing 2-1.
First period.
One.
Yep.
Now we're up to bat number 5.
Down to 40 seconds on the Wagner match. Both guys just kind of fighting for position here on their feet. Wagner leading 6-5. Meyer shoots down low. Wagner just drops his hands down and pushes him down to the mat. Now he shoots in again. I don't think there's been any warning called here, so Nick can kind of play the game here. And oh, there, Meyer shoots down on a single, trying to bring it up. There's 10 seconds to go. Wagner hopping around on one ankle. He takes him down. They hit the mat. I don't know if they're going to give points here, because as Wagner was going out of bounds, he ran into the mat. Meyer actually had the takedown there, but they were far enough out, so no points were awarded. 5 seconds to go.
In the boys' match, he chooses down and starts the second period.
Nick is going to hold on to that 6-5 win over Hank Meyer of Kimball area.
Stephen Kubal is a junior from Waterville Elysian, and is still riding Noyes. Noyes been trying. Got a big arm bar in there and trapped the wrist. He's out to the side trying to turn Noyes over.
Trying to take him over. Just keeps running into that hip. Noyes, he's got to be flexible.
No points. 45 seconds left in the match.
Trying to run him over again. Now he's getting some back points. He's got his arm trapped. He's got both arms up on basically on.
There's a fall.
His shoulders, and there's the fall with 28 seconds to go left in the second period.
That's the 3:32 mark.
So he will drop back down into the wrestle backs.
So of the seven wrestlers, I guess just Nick Wagner is the one that goes out the front door. Yeah. Everyone else will have a match.
That was a tough round for us, yeah.
Okay, we got Eli Olson now, and he is out for us.
Okay. I was just going to get another one over there.
He's up on mat one.
He is wrestling Logan Reffensinger.
Reffensinger from Totino Grace. Ref Snyder.
Ref Snyder. There we go.
Ref Snyder.
Eli down underneath. Ref Snyder's kind of got him in a front headlock here. Gavin trying to work around. Ref Snyder sneaks around, hooks an ankle, but Eli keeps him pressed down. He's got a kind of a twist ride on him right here. They're both on their feet. Ref Snyder takes Eli down. Eli still has the head trapped, and Ref Snyder pulls it out and gets the two-point takedown. 1 minute to go here in the first period. Ref Snyder jumps right into the legs and is trying to bring Eli over. Eli avoids that.
Ref Snyder is just an eighth grader, but he's got a 48-47-3 record.
Eli's got him a little high, but he does have that hook in yet, so these leg riders can get in some awkward positions and still feel comfortable. Eli's trying to pull him up over the top. 30 seconds to go here, first period. Eli Olson down 2-0. Reaches back, pops. Ref Snyder's head and just about pulled him over the top, but now they go out of bounds, so we'll get a fresh start for Eli there with 20 seconds to go. Eli gets down. Ref Snyder gets on the right side of Eli. Off the whistle, kind of just sits there and then tries a little quick inside switch. Ref Snyder hooks that leg in right away. He's kind of a long, well, Eli's long for the weight too, but they're both pretty long, 107-pounders, and throwing legs in from everywhere. And that's going to take care of the first period. Eli trailing 2-0. Flip of the disc is going to go to Ref Snyder. He's going to defer. Eli is going to go neutral. Ref Snyder comes sliding. Oh, Eli hits a nice little duck under, but Ref Snyder tried to go do a hip lock on him and just about caught Eli. Now they're rolling around. Eli trying to stick the legs in. Eli's got to be careful here.
He's trying to come around the corner.
He's got that chin lock there. He doesn't have anything hooked up yet. He's right out on the edge of the mat, and Ref Snyder's going to drag him off the mat. No points scored. Wow, what a scramble. Each kid had a chance at a takedown in that, and the other was blocking it. They went back and forth. Couple, three different moves there. Nice shot originated by Eli, though. He started the whole thing. Just quite didn't get around that corner to get that takedown secured. Eli's off the edge of the mat.
He tried to drag him back and then went into him, but they were off the mat.
Now this Ref Snyder for a eighth grader is a very physical kid.
Yeah.
He's not afraid to tie up and lock horns with Eli. Both guys in just a head tie position. Oh, Eli goes down on a high single. Ref Snyder catches one leg, tries sitting through there and trying to get the leg in, but Eli has that one under control, not letting Ref Snyder get to the side. 38 seconds to go, right on the edge of the circle. And Ref Snyder steps out, so no points awarded. 33 seconds to go, still 2-0.
They lock up.
Eli's in that underhook. He likes the fireman's carry. Now Eli gets called a warning for stalling for backing up.
Okay, and they go off the mat.
We have Will Rustin from the
Still just 2-0. Eli drops down on one leg trying to get underneath Ref Snyder, but he is a tough eighth grader.
You sure are.
We're going to see him for a long time. Ref Snyder tries to step in and get a trip right at the end of the period. So Snyder's choice. He's got a little blood on his. He's probably a little carpet burn or something. So Eli's going to get a little break here, catch some air, and gets to talk to the coaches. Both Coach Hank Ireland and Kenny Sather are out there talking to Eli. 2-0 is no big deal. These guys are, we've talked about this before, but I think we've out-hustled everybody. Our conditioning is second to none. The coaches have done a great job getting the kids ready. So hopefully the gas tank is still good with Eli and he can catch up on Ref Snyder here. Off the whistle, sticks in the leg, tilts, struck Ref Snyder over.
Gets a one count.
But Ref Snyder kept going. He did not get any points out of that. Ref Snyder rolled over the top of him and got a two-point reversal. So 4-0 here, third period. Eli, Russ Snyder's got him in a inside or near side cradle right now, trying to bring him up. Eli reaches back, stops that, hooks that leg. Russ Snyder still has that cradle hooked up, trying to bump Eli over, and there he takes him over. It's not a cradle that's going to be a pinhold, I don't think. Eli's inside shoulder is up a ways. It looks like, anyway. He's got his elbow up, so. But Russ Snyder's got a nice cradle on him, and he's stretching Eli out, trying to get that inside shoulder to come down. 1:07 on the clock. He's going to get a three-point near fall out of this, so he technically is leading 7-0 right now.
There's the fall. That's 3 minutes and 14 seconds. So, not having a good
this
round.
Is not a good round for us here. Kind of the way we started.
They will be in WrestleBats later on tonight.
Well, we got the next one coming up will be Ben Tillotson. Don't see him. I'm looking up on the board to see if he is going to be on deck here.
On Matt, they're going right now, Matt 7. They're wrestling right now. No, they're on deck on Matt 7.
Okay, yep.
So.
Oh, yeah, there they are, yep. So we are, let's see where that is. That's in the second period with a minute and a half to go, so we can send it back just for a little bit.
Yep.
We'll run a couple ads and we'll be back.
Yep. We'll be back after this.
With spring around the corner, United Prairie Bank isn't waiting to heat things up. Introducing 6% APY interest rate on our Rewards Interest Checking Account. It's a checking account that's truly rewarding. It's easy to earn this great rate by just using your account for everyday needs. Choose United Prairie Bank and get best-in-class local service and technology. 6% annual percentage yield on balances $0.01 to $15,000. Full details online or in person. United Prairie Bank. We'll help you get there. Member FDIC.
For all your building needs at your home-owned independent lumberyard, Sather Building Supply. They're located at 236 North 3rd Street, just off of Highway 212 in Dawson. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Sather Building Supply. All your building needs. Located 236 North 3rd Street, Dawson, Minnesota. You can call 320-769-4481. That's 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, where they appreciate your business.
Configuring the Bluetooth, deciding who controls the music, remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
See the Klein Insurance Agency located in the old National Bank building downtown Madison. Call them at 320-598-3979.
When you're smiling,
let Dr. Brandon Elstead and your friends at the Madison Dental Clinic make you feel good about your smile. There you'll find many of the newest technologies dentistry has to offer right here in Madison. At the Madison Dental Clinic, they see people from 2 to 102, and they'd love to see you. They'll help you find your best smile. Call 320-598-7433. That's 320-598-7433 for the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, Minnesota, where they remind you, only floss and brush the teeth you want to keep.
When you're smiling.
Are you looking for ways to save on your energy bills in 2024? Bright Energy Solutions, offered by the City of Madison, can help. You can receive cash rebates on a variety of Energy Star products, energy-efficient heating and cooling equipment, and more. So before you purchase a new appliance, heat pump, or air conditioner for your home, make sure that it qualifies for a Bright Energy Solutions rebate. You'll save money now and all year long. For information, contact the City of Madison or visit brightenergysolutions.com. See a movie at the Grand Theater in Madison, showing Friday, March 1st through Monday, March 4th. In Theater 1, it's Bob Marley, One Love, rated PG-13. That's Bob Marley, One Love, in Theater number 1. In Theater 2 at the Grand, it's comedy spy movie, Argyle, rated PG-13. That's Argyle in Theater 2. Both show once nightly at 7, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at the Grand. Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison's a place to go for all your tiling services. They serve all of our Q92 listening area. They use Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. Quality materials, years of experience. You can count on both when you deal with Northern Plains Tiling in Madison. That's Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, Minnesota. Give them a call, 320-598-3999.
Back here at the Xcel Energy Center, Ben Gunnlaugson will be out very soon here, and he'll be wrestling Cole Munster Tiger, a junior, with a 44-4 record from Mong West Tonka. And, of course, Ben won his first match in overtime. He scored big points right at the end of the first period or the second period to get there. And
Ben will be the green leg man. Yeah, he it was 7-2 in the third period with probably 20-25 seconds to go. He took Reed Wren down and put him on his back to tie it, and then took him down in overtime to get into this. Right off the whistle, Cole Munster Tiger shot in and got a takedown on Ben, so he is trailing 2-0 right now. He's got him in a
good to get some back points.
Leg ride, and he's got Ben twisted over. Ben's fighting hard to get back to his base. I think it'll be just a 2-point right now, as the official counted some and then started counting again, so never got to the 5 count. Munster Tiger's gone Ben's right side. Now he's got him. He's getting more back points here. Just kind of a Turk here. He's got a leg in. He's got that arm wrapped and just bringing Ben over. There again, not something you're going to pin somebody in, but. Easy points. No points have been awarded yet for that, because he still has that same ride on. Down to 28 seconds. This Munster Tiger is just burning valuable clock here. He's just sitting on that leg. He's got Ben trapped underneath him on his hip and just rolls him a couple times and gets a couple near fall points. I do not think it was ever a full 5 count, so I think it's just 2 points. Down to 1 second. We'll find out. Oh, he did get a 3-point near fall there. So Ben will be trailing 5-0.
He's been in that position before,
yeah.
Hasn't he?
Well, he's scary. He doesn't panic, and he just keeps grinding away.
And
I think we've got a little blood or something here.
Yeah.
They take him over to the corner where the coaches are, get him cleaned up. Officials are out looking to see if anything's on the mat. Munster Tiger also gets a little break here, and he's a well-built eighth grader. I mean, he's pretty ripped in his shoulders, so he's done some work as a young man. Okay, they're going to go neutral, start the second period. Ben picks the pace up a little bit, trying to get Munster Tiger off balance. He is good on his feet. He's quick. There's been no warnings for stalling, so Munster Tiger's just kind of playing defense right here, not letting Ben get in on anything. Oh, Ben shoots down on a single. Munster Tiger snaps his head down, trying to come around the corner. He does have the ankle trapped with his hand. Ben's still hanging onto that single leg. Munster Tiger trying to get around the corner, gets the leg hook, and is going to get a 2-point takedown. So leads 7-0 right now over Ben. Trying to get a weave in here. Just riding very low on Ben's hips, keeping all his weight on Ben's hips right here so he can't get up.
trying to work an arm bar. Now he stepped through the weave, trying to roll. He's got Ben kind of trapped on his hip here. Ben's reaching back and grabbing that leg, keeping himself from going to his back.
Now we've got mat number one, 133 pounds, double leg.
Munster Tiger just applying a lot of pressure onto Ben. Ben comes up. Almost to his, he's trying to get to his feet. Munster Burger, or Tiger, just hanging on to a single leg here. Goes down low on that single. Ben drops down on top of him, trying to get around the corner. Munster Tiger just hanging on to that ankle and going to get a stalemate.
So Ben gets a fresh start anyway. See what he can do.
18 seconds to go here, second period.
Nice to get some points.
Yes.
Tries to stand up. He's up on his feet.
Munster Tiger drops down to that ankle, just hangs on, and the way they've been calling stalling for most of this tournament, that probably should be called right there, but short period of time, so that's going to end the second period. Ben trailing 7-0. And it's Munster Tiger's choice, and he's going to
choose up. Yeah, once he got the takedown, he was able to ride Ben out. But Ben is up on his feet now, twist and turn and hand control, and Munster Tiger falls back down to the leg again.
Gets worn for stalling, though, so Ben's got to just keep pushing the time here. He did pick up a warning for stalling on him, but Munster Tiger's coming around the corner, tries to dump in a little short Kelly. Just tries to get Ben over on his hips, and they're going to stop it for potentially dangerous. So Ben will be down, trailing 7-0. Munster Tiger jumps on the left side of Ben and switches over to the right side real quick, right on the whistle.
Sitting out. Trying to get up on his feet again.
This eighth grader is a physical kid. I mean, Ben is very strong, and he's having a hard time matching power to power with him. Now Munster Tiger goes back down underneath, trying to come out the back door. He is still in control. He started on top, and there has been no change of that. 7-0, we got 45 seconds to go here, third period. There's going to be another stalemate called here, so a fresh start for Ben, which is good. He's got to muster up a whole bunch here.
Yep. Just got a blow out of there, bust out of there. Tries to stand up. Munster Tiger, he's got on him.
He's very high on his shoulders, but Ben's having a hard time getting up to his feet. Like I said, for an eighth grader, this Munster Tiger is... Oh, and Ben catches him. Just about popped him in a headlock here. Trying to bring him over. He has not got the
reversal
yet. The Munster Tiger is still hanging onto his leg, so it's still 7-0. But Ben trying to bring him over. Now he's stepping over. Munster Tiger hanging onto that leg for dear life. And Ben is getting some near fall.
Munster got a reversal.
But not enough. He's going to score. I think it was got the reversal. I don't know if he got a 2-point near fall. They got it just 7-2 on the board. So Ben Gunlickson will also fall back into the wrestle backs, losing to Cole Munster Tiger 7-2.
Okay, we got his brother coming up. In the near future, let's see if he's on deck. I don't see him yet.
Cameron Sather is on deck on map 3, and that match is 5-2 right now. I don't see how much time. 10 seconds left in the second period, so there'll be one period there.
Don't see
Daniel Gunnarsson on deck on mat 1.
Okay. keep it here. Let's talk about how Daniel got here. Last weekend, he was a section champ, and he got a first-round bye, and then he won by a check foul over Herman Bright from New Orleans. He won by a foul at 56 seconds over Tyson Wachi from Marshall, and in the finals, he pinned the Hutch Vipes in 36 seconds. And then today in the first round, he won by the score 7-10 over Simon Vikas, a senior from South St. Paul. They got a takedown in the first. They went on their feet in the second, got another takedown. And then in the third period, got an escape and a takedown. I guess the score was 9-0, and that's where he's at now. And his opponent will be Tony Ballman, a junior from Howard Lake Waverly Winstead, 33-9 on the season. How about Cameron Safter?
Okay, Cameron, he is going to be wrestling Justin Job, senior with a 46-5 record from Grand Rapids. He got here through the section by a pin in 116 over Damian Davison of Windham. Won his second match 11-1 over Caleb Nelson of New London Spicer. And in the championship, he won 7-5 against Winston Nienhaus of New Ulm. And he will be coming up shortly here. There's time has just run off the clock, so he will be out here in a matter of a few seconds. He's just staging right by the chairs right now. Coaches are standing there with him, probably encouraging him the last minute. And he is going to be wrestling Justin Job, like I said.
Now wrestling on that 145.
Both wrestlers going out. Cameron will be the Green Lake band, ankle band, and Job will be the red. Shake hands. Here we go. Job shoots in on a single. Immediately gets a high single on Cameron and takes him down. Yeah, Cameron reached up, did a head tie, and Job just dropped down and caught a high single. And we got Daniel coming up on mat one here now, too. So,
yeah,
we're going to have to get two guys going at the same time.
Tracy Ballman from Howard Lake.
Cameron gets up on his feet and gets away. So it's 2-1. Job shoots down in on a low single again on Cameron, picks it up. Cameron's got an armbar in there, just hanging on to that armbar, not letting Job come around the corner, hoping to get a stalemate here, and that's what it's going to be.
Ballman in the Daniel Gunnlaugsson match, Ballman shoots in on Daniel, gets a leg, but Daniel almost turned the corner, and they both on their feet again. They're locked up. Two united wrestlers at the same time here.
Ooh, they're
almost running into each other.
Oh, good action.
Good.
Oh, they call it out.
Oh, wow. Nice takedown there. Got a underhook and just drove into Ballman, and they tripped him down, but they both were out of bounds.
Boy, this Job is quick. He shot in on Cameron again, got another takedown, leading 4-1 right now. He loves that high single. He hits that and just spins around the corner. He is extremely quick. So 4-1 with 15 seconds to go in the first period.
Gunnlaugsson into kind of a Russian tie, holding those arms in. Now Bauman shoots it in, and Daniel goes around the corner and gets a takedown.
Nice continuation there.
Yes.
That's going to end the first period over on the Sather match. He is trailing 4-1. It was his choice. He defers, and Job is going to choose down.
Daniel's got a nice armbar in, trying to track that far side wrist.
Job stands up right off the whistle. Cameron lifts him up, brings him back down on the mat. Now Job hits back to his feet, spins around, and gets the escape.
Got that armbar in for Daniel and still trying to turn Bauman over down to the end of the first period. Daniel Gunnickson leading 2-0.
So Job gets the escape and then takes Cameron down. So now he's leading 7-1 with 1:20 to go here in the second period.
Well, Dan's choice, and he chose up to ride him. Goes on from the left side. Right away, Bauman up on his feet. And they're down on the mat, kind of sitting on their hips. Now, Bauman gets up, and then they go out of bounds. Good movement there by Bauman, but good defense there as well by Gunnickson. Good job of riding.
Counter stuff very well. Back over on the Sather match, 54 seconds in the second period here. Cameron trailing 7-1. Up on his feet, off the whistle, good stand up, but Joe brings him back down to the mat. Cameron trying to come back up to his feet. Joe just has that spiral right on, just hanging on to him, and they go out of bounds. Fresh start here with 35 seconds to go in the second period.
Gunnickson doing a good job of riding as Bauman is trying to get up on his feet. He's got up there a couple times, and then Daniel brings him right back. Keeps working for that arm bar. There, he's got it back. Now he's going to have to try to double it up. Well, maybe a half from the other side with the arm bar. Scores plate is right in our way.
Over on the Sather match, time running out in the second period. Had a couple stand-ups, got to his feet, but Job was able to power him back down to the mat, so he's going to take a 7-1 lead into the third period, and it'll be Cameron's choice. He's going to choose down.
In the Gunnickson match, he's still... As Bauman down, keeps trying to, that's keeps him busy, and Bauman's been warned for stalling.
Off the whistle, Cameron hit a really nice stand up, but there again, Job, he is very, very powerful. It just stays with Cameron on his feet, brings him back down to the mat. Cameron hit another stand up here just a few seconds ago. Job brought him right back down to the mat.
Second, my mistake, Bauman had the choice in the first period. Now Dan's choice, and he chooses down, but Bauman's going to cut him right away. So it's three to nothing in favor of Dan Gunnickson. And they're on their feet. Ooh. Bauman comes in hard, and Dan throws him kind of by and gets the takedown, leading now 5-0. He was ready for that, and he did an underhook and got his hips underneath and brought him down. And they go off the mat, so leading 5-0 now. Dan riding from the left side, falling up on his feet. And he's trying to... Oh, okay, nice move there.
Scramble.
And, yeah.
Sather match, 45 seconds to go here, 7-2. A warning on Job, just riding the top, not really trying to do anything to create a pinning combination or anything, but just stuck to Cameron like glue. Cameron can't shake him. 25 seconds to go, trailing 7-2.
And in the Gunlison match. Bauman's still trying. Now he's been warned for stalling. And with that, he was riding, so they stopped the match.
Job tried to tilt on Cameron. Cameron's able to kick through that, not giving up any more points. But just 3 seconds to go, it looks like that's the way this match is going to end up. Cameron's going to fall back into the wrestle backs. 7-2, losing to Justin Job of Grand Rapids.
All right. Off the whistle, Bauman stands up, and Dan brings him back down. He's got a deep waist in there. Got his head in his armpit. Working to try to get that arm back or into a head lever. Now the arm is underneath, and he's trying to tilt him. Right on the edge of the mat.
He is such a good rider. He just never gets that separation between him and his opponent's body. He's just always tight. It's hard to get away from people that can cling on to you like that. Looking 17 seconds to go.
Off the whistle, Bauman does a roll, shoulder roll, and he gets a reversal back.
So,
and there's 5 seconds and counting, 5-2 right now.
Daniel just grabbed onto a wrist and pulled it down underneath him, and
over.
He knew he was fine. So it's going to be a 5-3 decision for Dan Gunlickson. He advances on. He keeps his perfect year going.
Wow. That's for sure. And we have one wrestler remaining for double A, and that's at heavyweight. So we can send it back to the studio and try to get ready for this next round of wrestlebacks. As we're doing that, it's probably going to be about 5 weight classes. Before Rhodey comes up. Yeah. We'll send it back to the studio.
It seems like the cost of everything is going up, so it's nice to save a little dough when you can, especially for something you love to eat every day. Before I go grocery shopping, I print out a coupon for $1 off any Country Hearth, Village Hearth, or Artisan Hearth bread product. My favorite is Dakota Style 12 grain. My wife's breakfast go-to is a toasted Village Hearth English muffin. We can save $1 on each. Go to countryhearthbreads.com/coupons and print 1 or 2 out before your next shopping trip. And don't forget, Country Hearth, Village Hearth, and Artisan Hearth bread products are baked locally and delivered fresh daily.
5:32, let's head back to the XL Energy Center and more wrestling action.
All right, Brady Roby is up, and he's wrestling
Sam Winkles, a junior with a 47-1 record from Austin, Minnesota. There's some impressive records in some of these kids. Wow.
Well, Roby is ranked by the guillotine number 2. His record is very good as well. So
he is on a mission, too. He's rough and smart. He's not risking anything, and he uses that big body very, very well.
Well, his opponent is pretty good size, too.
A little bit shorter, but he's probably probably not 285, but probably getting right up there. They go out of bounds as Winkles kind of shoots down at Brady's ankles, and he just puts his hands down on top of him and just stuffs him to the mat and back to the middle. The official gave a little talk there. Let's see some action, boys, I think. But nobody wants to risk anything at this point in the time. You should almost really be pretty relaxed on the stalling unless it's real flagrant. But nobody wants to go in there and make a slip and get taken down and risk that point. So everybody's wrestling pretty cautious here. Both guys are just tied up middle of the mat, just kind of pushing on each other there. Winkle tried to go down and get an ankle sweep. Brady just stepped away. His arms are so long, he keeps people at distance.
And for a big man, he's relatively very quick, but his opponent is a little smaller than him, and he seems like doing some ankle picks in that. He's quick as well.
That's the end of the first period, 0-0. Winkles is going to be on the bottom. Brady
likes riding on top. He is a very good rider for a big guy. Winkles just kind of sits there for a little bit. Brady picks up an ankle, brings Winkles back down to the mat, trying to throw in that far side cradle. Winkles keeps moving. Now Brady catches up, gets him broke down to his belly, rips an arm back, tries to get a double wrist tie here. A lot of pressure on Winkles' shoulders. Brady's trying to dig that arm out from underneath his belly to get that back on the back with an arm bar, but now he stacks Winkles, just grabbed his one leg and pulled him over the top.
He's going to get some back punch too, I guess.
Two point near fall.
Yeah.
Just took advantage.
Now he's got the cradle on. He's got Winkles on his back again.
This is a good cradle too. He's
right
he's
on
got
the
that
edge
inside
of the
shoulder. A lot of time to work here. He could keep just working him down. A lot of time. Winkles tries to roll into him. That was the worst thing he did, and there he gets the pin. Winkles turned into Brody. You don't want to do that when you've got a cradle on. And when he did that, the official slapped the mat immediately. 102 to go in the second period.
258. Yep. So he's in the semifinals. I think that'll be tomorrow morning.
Yep. Nice match.
So I guess we are done right now for now. We will have the people that lost coming up with the match, starting with Class A, but we've got Triple A here first to finish.
Right.
So we'll send it back to the studio and keep you informed on when we're going to be going again.